You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got the wonderful Flo Wilson on the line. Kia ora, Flo. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm well, thanks, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good. So good. And so excited to talk to you about a very beautiful project you've been creating, which is called Prelude to a Requiem. For folks who aren't super familiar with your practice, you're a sound artist, a sonic artist, a practitioner of, field recordings, beautiful vocal textures, all sorts of very interesting and incredible noises. And what are we listening to right now, Flo?
Right now we are listening to my new release. It's called Prelude to a Requiem, out on Saplings Records. This is a 20-ish minute composition, which was originally written as like a sound installation, a quadraphonic or four-channel sound installation. So there's four speakers. And we re-recorded it using a binaural mic to the end of we put it in a food forest, which is kind of like a mix between like an orchard and a like community garden, and we recorded it so that we were getting the actual feedback from nature. So we sort of like, it's kind of meta. it's like a sound installation within a sound installation, but then it's recorded, so you can all check it out, because these COVID times simply do not allow for or they haven't allowed for easy access to artwork.
Absolutely. Now, what is a binaural mic for folks who aren't familiar?
A binaural microphone is it's a type of microphone where the effect is like hearing what a human head would hear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like building on the principle of placing microphones on a human's head, on an artificial head. And the idea is to reproduce the sound that you would hear as a single person would perceive it. So the idea is that this is the microphone is in place of the audience member.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that
so
totally
kind
does.
Of, yeah, taking the place of the listener itself. So hopefully when you hear it, you should be getting that sweet, immersive, environmental meets musical energy.
So the dream way to listen to this, I imagine, is with some headphones in a nice, quiet space, maybe with a beautiful view. Is that how you imagine maybe people tuning into this type of music?
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, crying in your office bathroom, like whatever floats your boat. You know, there's lots of, I mean, the thing is, right, with digital recording is that people are going to listen to it wherever they're going to listen to it. As you said earlier, like their car, the bus, and I think all ways are cool and valid. So, I mean, while my preference is always to pop some headphones on and find a space to zone out, you know, I also will blast tunes in my car or whatever.
So,
I mean, honestly, I think anything's cool. It just depends on the, I think it's not so much where you listen to it, it's what energy you need from it.
And, yes.
And, you know, because it is a piece about anticipatory grief, so initially, but it doesn't just have to be that when you listen to it.
So tell us a little bit about what sparked Prelude to a Requiem for you, Flo, because it is, as you say, a mediation on grief or anticipatory grief. Tell us a little bit about that idea and why you were making this music.
Well, the piece came about because I got some pretty terrible news that a loved one was given 3 months to live with a terminal cancer diagnosis. And back in the end of 2017, and this loved one actually managed to survive his cancer battle for a number of years and passed away earlier this year. He was very, very dear to me, but also within that time, I lost four other people.
Mm.
So this piece has sort of been a mediation of me navigating my own grief space. But when I was writing it, and when I first got that news, I was sort of in the space of just trying to capture the small, quiet moments of my life, just trying to remember, because, like, remember what was happening, because I was moving from Wellington to Auckland. I was taking little recordings on my phone, WhatsApping my then partner, you know, trying to coordinate things. So a lot of my world was mediated quite digitally, and mm-hmm. I was just trying to create a space for myself to actually capture moments and memories of, like, so that it just didn't become all one big, I don't know, maybe I was trying to connect back to myself and ground myself in those moments by listening to the environment. And then when I got the commission to do this work in Sydney, as the original sound installation, I found it to be just a piece that poured out of me. Because I was sort of in that headspace and I hadn't really known that I needed to write this piece. I was already kind of creating the sort of diary entry style field recordings anyway. So it sort of became a journey of my move from Auckland, from Wellington to Auckland. And and then it kind of grew from there. And then I ended up, we ended up doing this project with Saplings Records to try and open this space out. We Ollie Perryman, who runs Saplings Records, which is a Berlin record label, we worked together on this outdoor installation, which everyone's listening to now, so that we could open this space up, because there has been a lot of grief and adversity around for everyone.
Absolutely. I think that's something that I've seen really resonate with people about this work, is that whatever your experience of the last couple of years has been, it's probably been pretty hard, because it's been a pretty ruckus couple of years. So having having this space to just sort of be and think through some of that stuff and allow yourself to sit in those feelings is, I think, it's a very generous workflow, because you've let people into this grief space that you've created. But it's gentle, it's calm, it's got a lovely sort of like an extended hand almost of an artwork, and I think a lot of people have been really enjoying listening to it through that kind of a lens, maybe.
Oh, thank you so much, it's so nice. Yeah, I have to say, when I did put it on as a show, I would get people coming up to me and telling me about their, people who I didn't know, I should say, coming up to me and telling me about some really full-on grief stuff that had happened for them in their lives, and stuff that you could tell that they were almost, like, some people were almost surprised themselves that they were telling me. They were like, oh my God, I can't believe I just told you about all of this, these things that just happened. But I think for me, it really illustrated that we're not super comfortable in Aotearoa with talking about grief, particularly in, from my experience and the sort of, from a Pākehā background, like those conversations, like, it's like people would curl up into a ball and they didn't really know how to talk kind of openly about it, when it's fear in some ways, because it's like you don't want to open up someone to trauma. But at the same time, we also need to get comfortable with the situation that everyone in this world experiences.
Absolutely.
One way or another.
Yeah.
So, it is trying to, I don't know if I'm trying to normalize the conversation around grief or anything, but I am trying to offer people a space to sit with their feelings.
Yeah, totally. Let's have a little listen for a minute, and then I want to ask you a wee bit about your voice and using that in this project.
Yeah, great.
Hearing those birds just appear in your food your food forest soundscape there. So you did take all these field recordings in the Sumner Food Forest, which is incredible, and when you listen to this, people at home with your headphones or however you choose to listen to it, you do very much feel situated in that space. But I wanted to ask about the drone sounds, your voice, which I know you often use as your primary instrument. Why is it your own voice that you feel is, I guess, the anchor for a lot of your projects?
It's just the root of how I start making music, really. I mean, as you said earlier, I'm a composer, sonic artist, but I have a pretty strong background in choral music and vocal music. So for me, when I'm trying to make music, the first thing that I'll do is I'll sing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never very good at practicing other instruments, but singing was very portable and very helpful for me to take different, you know, singing lessons. It's just you, yourself, and yourself. Yeah. I think the voice is also very important to me because it grounds my own. I'm able to express exactly where I am in any given space through my voice. It's also, I kind of like it because it's, you know, the only instrument that ages.
Yes.
Really. I mean, you get old instruments, but they can be restored, but you can't really do that with my voice. So it's also a snapshot of, you know, where I am in any given space. And I kind of like the sort of the documentation aspect of that. I think a lot of my vocal work did begin from a cathartic sort of angle, just trying to find ways of expressing difficult things. And singing is a deep, like, it's like the best way to be in my body that I know how.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest release that you can get to sing. And it's been so hard over the pandemic because, you know, everyone's, you know, singing is one of the ways in which you are not allowed to express yourself because it is so not COVID friendly.
No.
So, you know, and I've had reservations about going to shows because of that, you know, and it's the deepest hardship in some ways because it's the thing I love and gravitate towards the most. So, yeah.
Well, Flo, thank you for talking through the process of creating this with us this morning. Anyone who's just tuned in, we're talking to Flo Wilson about Prelude to a Requiem. And if people want to listen to the version which we're listening to right now, which is the Sumner Food Forest version, or the Prelude to a Requiem, the title track, also there's a short little edit as well, you can get all those three tracks from over at saplingsrecords.bandcamp.com. And I really recommend you go and do that and give yourself a bit of space to listen this weekend. We're going to have a little listen, but we'll say ka kite to you now, Flo. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, kia ora, Rachel. Thanks for your time. Thanks, everyone.
Prelude to a Requiem at Sumner Food Forest. Thank you so much to Flo Wilson for speaking with us. I really recommend you go and get this one in your life and have a listen. Really interesting write-up about it too, if you missed the start of that interview. It'll all be in the B-casts, don't you worry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-cart. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.